Test 74, Section 2, Question 12. Here we're looking for what would make the argument perfect, because it's saying the argument is properly drawn or follows logically if it's assumed. So it says archaeologists are discovering a lot about the Sahls culture, recent excavations, they have smelting furnaces, tools of smelted copper and bronze. There were distinct Sahls words for copper and bronze, but none for iron. Thus, they did not smelt iron. So we have to prove that they didn't smelt iron, and our only evidence is that they had words, and we found tools of other metals, but they didn't have a word for iron. So in order to make this perfect, we've got to say if something has words for other metals but not for iron, then they didn't smelt it. So A, if a culture had a word for a metal, then it smelted that. That's backwards, because that would say if it has the word, then it smelted it, but it doesn't say if it didn't have the word, it wouldn't smelt it. That would be a bad if then. B, if a culture was unfamiliar with a metal, then it did not have a distinct word. That's saying if they didn't know, they wouldn't have the word, but that again is a bad if then. It doesn't say if they don't have the word, they don't have the metal. If a culture smelted copper and bronze, then it had distinct words for it. That doesn't tell us anything about whether or not it had iron. If a culture did not smelt a metal, then it was unfamiliar with that metal. Well, but we don't know whether or not they smelted iron. And so that would say that doesn't do it for us. If a culture smelted a metal, then it had a distinct word for that metal. So that's saying if they smelted it, they had a word for it. And it's our contrapositive of that that makes this perfect. If it didn't have a word, they didn't smelt it. And so E would be our correct answer there.